You know, we're talking about over here, we're talking about that it's bechiti, bechita. So it's not a tree. And that's why it's all going to work with a karka kosher. So it says, but Tim, you can say, wait a second, that doesn't answer the question yet. Well, chita, but even so, wheat, in the kasakim otvachim, it nurtures an area through tochim. But then they pay him an aleph. And the ain't don't say the kol shu d'halcha. You're right. Although it says the man lab davka does it, it's not precise. And yes, it would have to be at least three tvachim to pick up the Shabbos. But in the first part of Shabbos, the chavav manav kamaisi law b'shmait. It brings this teaching there in the sugya. The bay tziburim, but that if you need it to be that the stuff should be piled on or lab or not, become the gemara says kol shu l'maychazi. Then what would the man be worthy for? Because I think more answer going to know it's b'mechat b'tumah where you're sticking the needle. The Kamadik Gemara says, Eichval Tan, Lashmina Macha, the Tan is going to go through a case just to tell such an interesting example. Mila Skinon, so the Gemara says, yeah, aren't we talking about Berganisa that you could hang a pearl on it? But Mashman the Kosher Davka, it sounds like literally talking about a minute amount that you could just fit a needle on and not three Tvachim. Hashem says, yeah, the Nehidin Yakasa Gimli, right? Although the Gemara Shabbos infers that the Chita is the nurturing is three Tvachim, but Kamakum Ik Yinakasa, but it's primary nurturing in El Kenegda. It's only literally opposite the kernel. It's mamash of mashu. And the Ilanami, we find the same idea by the tree in the Kasach of Hey, that yeah, although it nurtures 25 amas of Allah, even so, Iki in the Kasach above, its primary is only 16. And therefore, it's not a contradiction to say such an idea that Chita, although it needs three, but really its primary is a kosher. And whether a tree that's it's tilting over, that you're gonna still bring, and say the parashat Bikurim, which prepare a couple of gemara, but say the kopzayin ben alav pligi Rabbi Shmuel, they disagree. Beilun hanoite alameitza, carrying a tree that leans over the bow. Rabbi Meir says hanoite lekan, lekan, vanoite lekan, lekan. That whichever way it's leaning. That Rav says that that's who the parents belongs to. Shmuel Ami says no chalkin. He says that no, we divide. Now Pesach Bekuntres Hashem Rashi explains it with the Dimnatiyah Shoroshim. It's Tumat goes according to the according to Rav, where the roots are tilting. Alafika liver comes out. Shmei Nacha Har Sugebiyah must be Karav. Also Basar Shoroshim that goes after the roots. But Rashba Pirsham Ben Yachar Rashba over there explains differently that the tree that's literally on the Meitzer, on the boundary above them, and the Shoshim are not being spashed to the karka of one more than the other. It's only the branches that are spreading out more. That's what Rav says, that since the Shoshim are equal by both, so you go after the branch. Shmuel says you go after the roots, and therefore you divide it. But when all the roots are in one Rishos, according to everyone, yes, you would go after the Shoshim. The next day's master begins with the words of the Gemara. That Shalmanas Kain Hinchel Yeshua Bechula is with this intention they true bequeath Eretz Yisrael. Now, but Merubin the Gemara by becoming the Peibez and Manal Parch the Gemara asks Samayla Chashav La by the Asar Tonight Shal Yeshua. Why is not counted with the 10 stipulations of Yeshua that condition they true made? And Mishan the Gemara answers over there, which the Gemara brings that's actually it's not all a Bryce. It's actually true Malevi and Rabbi Yechon actually disagrees on his list. Next day's master begins with the words the Gemara Betachaluli Sagi. Now, Pesha Ben Chalai says, "Dechaluli loshen yira." It's a terminology of fear, meaning "Oisim tzura shal eitz." You make a figure of wood, benik ben adam, and it looks like a person, like a scarecrow. Ben oif rishoy lishar sham, and therefore the bird's not going to remain over there. Kamash one has a teaching that Pesha Bar Chayiv, even though the bird is running away, pa'am shemashu sham basam. At times it'll leave over there a piece of dead flesh, she may be fit with a bird in its mouth, and this shemah anavitz can remain over there in the branches. Hilkach in letakonis, therefore there's no remedy, only by chopping down all the branches, which the Bach adds on the words, can I get a mishkailis, all the way up, like with the plumb line. Hanulach le'achber, shall turn to the second perk, Mitzvah Babasa, perk le'achber, with Taisvis, be'ezah shabizbach.